Okay, welcome to our Board of Equalization meeting. On today's agenda, we have 7 items. The first of which are approving notices for review process report all the way through items 1 through 4.
Well.
This is my phone?
Okay.
Well.
Do you need to address any of these?
Or 1 and 2 are assessor.
Okay, Commissioner, did you see that 1 and 2are the special orders?
They're not reports.
They're not reports?
Yes, as I said, they're special orders or reports.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't really anticipate discussion on those items, so I would entertain a motion. On items 1 through 4. Oh, and we've got Commissioner Lee here too.
I don't think it matters.
Oh, there's Nathan.
Andy. Commissioner Ivy, can you hear us?
Commissioner Ivy, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so.
We can hear Bert really well, but we can hardly hear Commissioner Ainge. I don't know if Commissioner Ivy heard Commissioner Ainge asking for a motion.
Oh, I didn't. I couldn't hear Commissioner Ainge at all. I thought we were still waiting for Commissioner Lee.
Oh, I'm here.
Commissioner Ivy, can you? Oh, I think I moved.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear Tanner at all.
Can you hear me now, Nathan?
Barely.
Do I need to move to this one?
Nathan, can you hear me?
There you go. There you are.
Okay. All right. So we were just saying we did not anticipate discussion on the first 4 items. Certainly can pause if anyone has discussion. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion for items 1 through 4.
Can I, a question, though. In talking with Jim, I think items number 3 and 4 need to be done separate. Is that correct?
Not necessarily. Neither of those are what we discussed.
Okay, so it wasn't like our last conversation where you might. So these are okay for that. Okay, you'll just have to let us know when they need to be done separately.
These are just standard.
Okay, very good. Well, if that's the case, then I will make a motion that we adopt or approve items number 1, 2, 3, and 4
second.
On our agenda.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. He's ahead of you.
Yeah, he's moving.
Time zone. 1, 2, 3, and 4, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Sorry, the audio is weird.
Okay. Passes 3-0. We move to agenda item number 5.
The Bert Harvey Clerk Auditor's Office. This is just the first one of three late appeal applications. These are applications that were filed after the September 15th deadline. We've changed the application to make it a little bit more straightforward. Hopefully this helps clarify things this year. This gentleman was citing extraordinary and unanticipated circumstances for his reason for filing late, and his explanation does address why what circumstances he had. So I'll leave that up to the board.
So I read down through that. He said that he filed early, or he, and that there was an email chain that they,
right.
He filed early, and then it went past it, and he was one day past the deadline.
He attempted, from what I can gather from his statement in the emails, he attempted to file before the valuation notices went out. It looks like he contacted the assessor's office about his value and was told to. It was told he could file an appeal after the valuation notices went out. I don't know why he then waited till September 16th to file, but it looks like he did make an attempt earlier in the season. And typically we discourage people from trying to file before the valuation notices go out, just so we stay in our process and everything else like that. And I don't remember, and I don't believe the emails came to our office. So
it just puts me in a quandary because I think the attempt is to file,
yeah,
and he can show that he had an attempt, you know, where he was going in that direction, but it was early, and yet the law, as I read down through it, says though that you need to file within a period of time,
right.
And the extraordinary circumstances lend to say if you can't do it, somebody else should be doing it. So it
right.
puts me in a real that puts me, in my mind, in a real awkward spot. I tend to say, I tend to think that that I would grant that petition because of the attempt that was made. I mean, his intentions was to do so,
right.
And we know that. But I again, on a legal basis, it also causes some concern.
Right.
And the deadline was what?
September 15th.
And he filed on September 16th?
He filed on September 16th.
Plus the attempt. Yeah. Personally, I'm comfortable granting you this one.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd entertain a motion on item 5.
I'll make a motion that we approve the petition to the Board of Equalization as stated number 5 on our regular agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on number 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That passes 3-0. We move to item 6.
Okay, item 6, this is a petition from, excuse me, I apologize. This is a petition from Scott Sampson, who's the property owner. He cited extraordinary and unanticipated circumstances. My comments on this one are just that his explanation really doesn't address what those extraordinary and anticipated circumstances were. He was simply starting to make his case about why his property value should be lowered. So, he really hasn't provided an explanation before the board.
And I would agree with that personally. It's hard to, we're not looking at doing an appeal based on valuation. And so
right.
I personally didn't see anything in there that was extraordinary, that it was not demonstrated, at least to me.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to deny number 6.
I'll make a motion that we deny number 6 on our regular agenda.
Commissioner Ivey, do we have a second on that motion? Okay, I will suspend the rules for a moment and second that motion.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay. Do we have a second from you, Commissioner Ivey?
Yes, second.
Okay. Motion and second to deny number 6. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Item number 7.
Okay, this is a petition from Stephen Simmons. He cited a medical emergency, and his explanation, his medical emergency was his daughter had a baby, and he and his wife left to go help, and, excuse me, on September 14th. Excuse me. They did file their appeal on September 16th.
Appeal one day after, and they did claim some medical reason. Personally, I would be okay entertaining this application.
I am too.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's kind of tough because, but I am, medical is medical.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion on item number 7.
I'll make a motion that we approve the petition as stated in number 7 on our agenda.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number 7. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. And final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 We're now adjourned.